Morning. Thank you very much for that song. I was struck by the fact that as you were playing that song, I noticed you were trying to play two songs at once, and that was great because both of those songs were songs that I wanted to sing this morning. And so we'll start by opening up to number 23, Our Great Savior. We'll start with that one, and we'll sing that one together, and then we'll go on to number one, or we'll see when we get there, but that's fine. You want to know what I think that hopefully for... certainly for the musicians, but hopefully for all of us, that belies within us the fact that we're enthusiastic about meeting the Lord here this morning. When you come to a meeting such as this, you have to come with a sense of expectation. What it is that you're looking for and towards. And hopefully this morning, you are looking this morning to hear from the Lord. You're looking for the Lord to work in your heart. You're expecting to meet Him here this morning. I know that I am. I know that I am. And so let's pray before we sing that song. Let's pray and let's ask God to come. And you know what? Let's ask God to come and work in each of our hearts, whatever it is that we're in need of, whatever specific thing it is that you're seeking the Lord for. Maybe you just want a closer relationship with Him and you're just excited to be here on campgrounds. You feel God's presence close to you and you want to just reach out and touch Him. Let's do that at the beginning of this meeting. Let's ask God to come close to us because we know that when we ask, He will do it. Dear Father, we thank You, Lord, that we have the opportunity and the privilege to come before Your presence. We pray, Lord, this morning that as we worship You and singing these songs, Lord, and as we hear from Your word, we pray that You would be in the midst of everything that's said and done, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that You would help us to open our ears to what You have to say to us, Lord, and I pray that Your words might be sweet in our ears, Father. Help us to be enthusiastic, leaning forward and waiting expectantly to hear what You have to say to us, Lord, because You speak to us as a friend and as a father. We thank You for this, Lord. We thank You that we can have this expectation because You love us. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen. Number 23, let's sing that together. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? In your books, let's open to that number 447. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
There will never be a sweeter story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of
precious, O God, you are precious, O Lord. Come near us.
hearts, O God, we cry to you, Lord. Hallelujah, come into this place, O God, fill your people, O Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise your name, O God. Jesus, you are precious, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. I'd like to give you a little bit of an explanation about why I'm standing here, and I'm not a pastor, so I'll give you a little bit of that explanation. This weekend, we've been having our youth conference that started on Friday night, and we've been having, at least I think we've been having a good time. You can judge depending on the smiles on different people's faces, whether or not they're having a good time. They're having a good time. But we're having a good time. I think the Lord has really been meeting us in our meetings. He's been coming to us. We had a prayer meeting last night, and I think that I certainly sensed the Holy Spirit there with us, and I think that many of us did when we were down in the village, and we prayed for a good 45 minutes, I think it was. And I think it was good. We got into it. We found out that prayer is hard work. We need to put effort into it, but God met us, and that's what was important. That's what is important. This weekend, the topic that we've been talking about is the topic of the Holy Spirit. And we've been looking into a number of different things concerning the Holy Spirit. We had two workshops yesterday that were taught to us. We had a couple of other meetings where we talked about the Holy Spirit. We had some devotionals every morning. We have devotionals that are put together for us that are on the topic of what it is that we're doing in our youth retreat. And so I want to talk just a little bit about what today's devotional was. Now, it is my sincere hope, because I asked them to, that everybody that attended the youth conference actually did their devotions this morning. So hopefully you'll be able to help me this morning, because I want to just kind of give a little bit. I see some new faces here. Not everybody necessarily knows what it is that we've been looking at. So I just want to give a little bit of an explanation, if I could, and talk a little bit about what our topic was or what it was this morning in our devotions. The title of the devotion is actually called The Fear Factor. The fear factor. And the direction that we came at it from this morning was, what if we've been learning about the Holy Spirit, we've been learning about what the Bible has to say about the Holy Spirit, we've been trying to get rid of any preconceived ideas about the Holy Spirit and who the Holy Spirit comes to and how you have to be and whatnot. We've just been putting all that aside. And instead we've been looking at the naked Word of God. And we found out that there's just so much in here that maybe we've glossed over and haven't paid as much attention to as maybe we should have. And so we've been looking at the Bible and what the Bible has to say about the Holy Spirit. And what we found is that the Holy Spirit is for us now, at our age. It's not something we need to wait for until we hit a certain age and then all of a sudden, you know, you flip a switch and okay, now you can have the Holy Spirit. It's not like getting a driver's license, right? Where you hit a certain age and then all of a sudden you can get a driver's license, right? Your license for the Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Instead, we know that as soon as you accept Jesus Christ sacrifice for you, it can cleanse your heart, and then the Holy Spirit is meant to come in and indwell you, live in your heart, change you, and change the way that you act. We found out that the Holy Spirit is a very practical person. He's a practical person that it's not that he comes to a life so that we can just kind of be, you know, we can put another checkbox or check another checkbox as in our life as Christians, or put another badge on us, but rather the Holy Spirit has a very practical purpose to fulfill in our lives. And so we've been talking about what that purpose is. We had the workshops yesterday where we found out in one of the workshops, we went through the Bible and we investigated what the Bible actually had to say about the Holy Spirit. And another one of the workshops, we talked about, hey, you want to know what? If the Holy Spirit is going to get inside of you, you're going to actually need to put some effort into being in this Christian walk. You're actually going to need to do what one of the words that was used was do exploits, which is to say, you want to know what? Being a Christian is not meant to be a static, stagnant thing. But when the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, well then there's things that the Holy Spirit wants to do through you and in you, but it's meant to fulfill a purpose and go in a direction. And getting back to the devotional here that we had, the fear factor, what if, guys and girls and everybody else who's listening along, what if the Holy Spirit does come and fill you as we've been praying? And we know that he will, because if we ask, we know that we'll have him.
if the Holy Spirit comes into you, well, you've got two sides of it. And the way that this devotional put it was, there's on the one side, there's the fear that if you ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, well, what happens if he doesn't come? I think as Christians, a lot of times what we do is we pray, but what we pray for things that really can be fulfilled in very natural, by very natural means. They don't require necessarily a supernatural outpouring of the Spirit for God to come in and solve or come and help in a situation. And so what we do is we cover for God. You know what, God, I'm only going to pray a little bit, because if I pray a little bit, then if you don't actually come through, well, nobody's embarrassed here. Trust me when I say that God is not worried about being embarrassed, certainly not to you. And so on the one side, we're fearful that if we pray for the Holy Spirit, what if he doesn't come? What if he doesn't listen? Well, we talked about how it is that we need to prepare our lives. Brother Isaac was talking to us yesterday that how, you know, you can't regard sin in your heart, but you got to clean that out. You got to submit your will to God. And when you do those things, well, then we have the promise that the Holy Spirit will come. That's the one side of the fear. But then on the other side of the fear, there is, well, what happens if the Holy Spirit really does come? Well, what is that going to require of me? And you want to know what? I think that that's something, especially as young people, we need to take stock of. We need to think to ourselves, okay, we need to count the cost and say, well, if the Holy Spirit does come, and he is in my life, and he is guiding me and directing me in a purpose, in a direction, he wants me to do things, well, I think there's a little bit of fear there too. Because, well, we don't know what's going to happen. But you want to know what? That's the part about it being exciting. If you knew what was going to happen, if you knew everything that was going down the road, it wouldn't be exciting, right? It would be boring. I don't see my wife here, so I can say this. When I was dating my wife, one of the things that she told me was, I plan too much, and I am. If you know me, I like to plan everything out. She said, Tim, you need to be more spontaneous. So one Saturday, I went to get her. We were going to hang out. I said, honey, I plan today to be spontaneous. And she said, no, you got it all wrong. You can't plan to be spontaneous. My idea of spontaneous was not her idea of spontaneous. Well, anyway, we had a good time. Got married, so it worked out, I guess, right? But the part about following the Holy Spirit is that it's not, again, it's not necessarily the spontaneous part of it, but it's the idea that when you're following the Spirit, he will guide you in exciting ways. And there's a little bit of fear there, and I get that. I get that. But as the Holy Spirit gives us power, and he allows us to walk in the ways that he wants us to walk in, well, it's an exciting life. And you want to know what? I think that deep down, all of us, young and old alike, really what we're looking for in life is excitement. We want our lives to be exciting. And I think sometimes we look outside of the Bible because we feel that if we follow the Bible, well, there's no excitement there. It's all rules and laws. What? This is black and white. I don't want that. I want something that's colorful, something that's vibrant. But when you have the Holy Spirit in you, well, then that is colorful and that is vibrant. Because when he indwells you, well, then he directs you in wonderful ways. I just wanted to share that with you this morning. We have actually a lot that is planned for this morning, and I want to keep on moving. I'm not going to talk anymore this morning. Well, I might talk a little bit. Brother Keith is going to actually be the one who's going to address us. But let's, as we continue worshiping, as we continue in this meeting this morning, let's open up to, I believe it's number 18 was the song that I wanted to sing. Number 18.
Things he had done, so loved he the world.
now for this youth conference or youth retreat. We have several youth leaders who are helping us, but kind of heading it up. I've kind of been involved in some of heading up what's gone into this weekend. But Brother Isaac's also been leading up this effort and everything that is required to make a weekend like this happen. But on top of that job, he's also the staff coordinator for the third period. So I know that the staff have a song that they'd like to sing this morning, and Brother Isaac just like to say a few words before that.